the Beautiful and Damned. Every time a Trump administration official pontificates about this or that, a TV split screen should simultaneously show the heartrending burial scenes of Yemeni children killed earlier this month by US-supplied Saudi warplanes. Not just Yemen. How about children starving in North Korea from US economic sanctions, or Syrian infants living in refugee camps forced from their homes by US-backed terrorists? Not just the Trump administration, every American administration has shown the callous ability to allow the killing of children en masse, either through war or economic siege. Think of Cuba, blockaded continuously by Washington for over five decades for no other reason than its having a socialist government. Think of former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, who callously said the sanctioning to death of Iraqi children was worth it. In Yemen, thousands of children have been killed over the past 3 years from air strikes in the US-backed war on that impoverished country. For every one of those deaths, Washington bears responsibility for supplying missiles, bombs, warplanes, mid-air fueling, and targeting logistics to the Saudi military. But it was the massacre earlier in August in Yemen's northern Sa'dah province that stands out as a particular horror. A school bus ferrying children to a summer camp was hit by a US-backed Saudi warplane, killing up to 40. Shrapnel recovered from scene showed it was a bomb made by the US-based Raytheon company that obliterated the children. Subsequent images of dismembered children's bodies being loaded into a truck by grieving parents were gut-wrenching. So too were images of young children digging graves for their classmates. So, when President Trump and his officials like the UN Ambassador Nikki Haley or National Security Advisor John Bolton stand in front of cameras and lecture other nations about violations and the need to change behavior, television viewers around the world would find it instructive to simultaneously keep in their mind's eye the horror that these same American officials are responsible for in Yemen and elsewhere. We could also add British officials for public shaming because of their government's prominent role in supplying offensive munitions to the Saudi regime for its slaughter in Yemen. British arms companies have literally made a killing since the Saudis launched their war in March 2015. Indeed, Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt recently continued to justify weapons exports to the Saudis in spite of the recent massacre of children. If it's not weapons of war, then U.S. economic sanctions are also responsible for currently killing untold numbers of children around the world. Recently, the UN and various civilian aid agencies warned that North Korea was facing a food crisis because Washington is stepping up its enforcement of sanctions under Trump's so-called maximum pressure policy. The UN estimates that some 20% of children in North Korea are suffering from malnutrition. The looming humanitarian crisis is not simply due to policy failings on the part of the North Korean government or its alleged isolationism, as the Washington Post mendaciously claimed recently. The country is at risk of a full-blown food crisis, according to the International Red Cross, because Washington's intensified embargo on shipping and banking has crippled supplies of agricultural equipment. Washington's relentless vindictiveness towards North Korea comes despite a significant move by the country's leader Kim Jong-un in June to end its nuclear weapons program. Details have yet to be worked out, but the goodwill shown by North Korea should be reciprocated by the Trump administration in terms of alleviating sanctions, apparently not as the worsening humanitarian conditions in the country testifies. Additionally, Kim has assented to repatriate the remains of American soldiers killed during the 1950-53 Korean War and to facilitate reunions for Korean families separated by that war. When the U.S. State Department was asked about the impact of sanctions on food insecurity in North Korea, it reportedly said the punitive measures would continue until nukes are no longer a factor. The practicalities of a decommissioning process may take years to complete. In the meantime, Washington is evidently willing to starve North Korean children to death for maximum pressure. Undoubtedly, the U.S. regime is liable for war crimes prosecution for its complicit role in conducting indiscriminate airstrikes in Yemen, as well as for its barbaric use of an economic blockade on North Korea. The U.S. has been finessing this barbarity with its embargo on Cuba for over 50 years. It has imposed similar sanctions currently on several other countries, including Syria and Venezuela. Washington wants to extend its economic aggression to Iran and Russia by cutting off their ability to conduct international trade, although Russia's economy may be strong enough to withstand the pressure. The pernicious principle is the same, inflicting damage on people's livelihoods and health, especially on the most vulnerable, children. John Bolton, Trump's top security advisor, threatened Iran that the U.S. was going to ratchet up even more damaging measures, quote, until the regime changes its behavior, unquote. The medieval-like use of sieges on populations to starve them into surrender continues today as an American prerogative. Such a heinous use of coercion is, of course, an extreme violation of international humanitarian law. To make the situation even more appalling, the world has heard President Trump lament the death of beautiful babies in Syria. That was after the alleged chemical weapons attack in Douma on April 7th last year. Trump blamed those deaths on Syrian government forces and then proceeded to launch airstrikes on the country. The atrocity, like many others, was a grotesque provocation by U.S.-backed terrorists and their propaganda agents known as the White Helmets. But let's give Trump the benefit of the doubt. Let's assume he was misinformed about the chemical weapons incident. That still presents us a glaring discrepancy. If Trump and his officials can tearfully mourn beautiful babies, then where is their compassion for the children who are being killed in other countries? Evidently, some children are beautiful and some are damned, to borrow the title of an F. Scott Fitzgerald novel. Those infants that are damned, millions of them, are the ones belonging to countries that Washington has a problem with. The blatant moral duplicity of American rulers suggests they no longer have the authority to speak on anything. Every time they open their mouths, the images of slaughters from Yemen or elsewhere should be flashed on TV screens with a public warning that a bare-faced, sociopathic liar is about to pontificate. Dear listeners, what you heard was authored by famous journalist Finian Cunningham. The article was titled, "The Beautiful and Damned, Washington's Hypocrisy Exposed as Children Die from Sanctions and Missiles."